Welcome to the No Spin News. I'm Bill O'Reilly. It is Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So we've got a lot to tell you about today. I'm basically trying this summer to put things into perspective, because once the fall hits, once September 10th rolls around, we're going to lock into the presidential candidacies in a very intense way, even before that, because the first debate will be before that, I believe. Anyway, perspective is very important because there's a lot on the line here. I think this is the most important election in my lifetime. I look back and I can't see anything more important than what we have coming. So let's begin with the protests. Gallup surveyed, not polled, there's a difference, surveyed about 36,400 U.S. adults on the net. That means older people are not really represented here, okay? No political affiliation, so we don't know who these people are. We don't know how they got to Gallup, so what? I don't know what they did. Maybe they did an advertisement on Facebook or something, but the Gallup poll is a lot different than this survey, because we do have a Gallup poll coming up. So this thing is all over the place. But the key question was, do you support the recent protests that have taken place around the country following the death of George Floyd? But they don't say violent protests. They just say recent protests. So they come up with the 65% of Americans support the protests. But that's totally misleading, because you don't know what these people were responding to. I don't support violent protests, but I do support peaceful protests. When they meld together, I don't support the protests. Okay, that's me. And again, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, we have no idea. And again, older Americans don't call into internet polls. They don't dial in. So this is a waste of time. But the headline got out all over the place. And here's the headline. Nearly 2 in 3 Americans said in a new poll, it's not a poll, it's a survey, that they support nationwide protests for racial justice and widespread law enforcement reforms in the wake of George Floyd's death. That's not true. All right, so you can see how we're all being manipulated. Okay. All lives matter versus Black lives matter. This is important. Rasmussen survey on the net, 1,000 likely voters taken in June. Which statement is closest to your own? Black lives matter or all lives matter? Or does neither statement reflect your point of view? All lives matter, 59%. Black lives matter, 30%. Neither, 9%. Now, Rasmussen is the most accurate poll based upon what happened in 2016. But this is a phony question. This is important now. Lock in on me now. All right, don't misquote me. And for you loons on the far left who watch this broadcast every night hoping to put a noose around my neck, all right, listen closely. The two phrases are both worthy. Black lives matter is certainly true. All lives matter is certainly true, unless you're a pro-abortion person and don't believe that a fetus is a human being or would ever become a human being, I guess. So Black lives matter and all lives matter both are valid, important statements, but they've been used to clash, So there was a broadcaster for the San Francisco Kings, Sacramento Kings, geez, I'm in a fog, Sacramento King basketball team, who was fired from his job because somebody asked him, well, what about Black Lives Matter? And he went, well, I think all lives matter. Bang, he's canceled. Because the implication is you're not supporting Black Lives Matter if you say all lives matter, which isn't true at all.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast. where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
New York City. You know, I was born there. I was raised 20 miles away in Levittown. I think I know the city as well as any human being on the face of the earth. I had a reported local news there. I know the city. It's falling apart. Not only is crime out of control, subways are, you don't want to go down there. Tourism, dead, all right? Rents falling, real estate collapsing. Quality of life in New York City? I mean, I can think back to the Giuliani years when he were mayor, and it was kind of a good place to be. Not anymore. I got eyes. I can see. Okay, so shooting victims up 200% week to week this year to last year. Shooting incidents up 220%, same thing. Obviously out of control. Here's what the police commissioner said.
You know, we have to get our hands around what's going on right now, because as that grandmother said, nobody should go through that. But there's a lot of balls up in the air that we're balancing. It is a little too early. I could tell you that when we have a day with 15 shootings in New York City, that's not a success.
And that's pretty much every day. Now, the reason I ran that clip is because the police commissioner, Dermot Shea, is partially responsible for this, because he disbanded the anti-crime unit, the undercover detectives that stopped a lot of the violence for no reason. Well, actually, there was a reason for Commissioner Shea. De Blasio wanted it done.
Roll a spot. We'll be right back.
Everything is expensive these days. You know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. New Jersey. Now, this is really disturbing. So I've told you and told you and told you, personal behavior is the reason that COVID is spreading all across the world. That is it. It's not testing. It's not face masks in the sense that there aren't enough of them. There are enough of them. You can get them anytime you want them. It's not ventilators. It's not drugs, hydrochlorine, whatever it may be. It's not any of that. Personal behavior. So in Jackson, New Jersey, this is Ocean County, the Jersey Shore, there was a party Sunday night, all right, 2 days ago. 700 people at the party. No distancing, very few at face masks. This is New Jersey. Well, what the deuce do you think is going to happen? You morons who went to that party, what do you think is going to happen? All right, a number of people at that party are going to get infected. They're going to take it home. They're going to spread it to other people. That's what it is. 700 people. Now, the cops in New Jersey have arrested the owner of the home where the party was. 700 people. Yaakov Weiss and the party organizers, Patience Guanani, 23, and Alicia Hine, 22. Okay? This was a Liberian Independence Day party, complete with a twerking contest, free food, and jungle juice, unquote. All right, got it? Got it? This is why this virus continues to spread. Not just in New Jersey, this is happening. Liberian Independence Day. Thanks for watching. See you tomorrow.